Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. Time is 20:49. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. You're going to get this episode on Wednesday morning. I hope you're having a lovely Wednesday morning. My day was super uneventful. Woke up, went to work, you know, bullshitted with my coworkers a little bit and did some things and worked on some things and checked some stuff off some checklists and, you know, went to lunch. I didn't get to go on one 911 call or do any patient transports or anything today. I did get to, however, pull some weeds. I did a little bit of work on the ambulance trying to fix something that was broken. But that's it. I mean, there's not a whole lot that went on. Something I did, though, that was pretty cool. So the big excitement of the day is where we're going for lunch. Like, where are we going to go eat at? Where are we going to go have lunch at? What are we going to do? What's everybody want? So I ordered online a spinning wheel, like almost like a prize wheel, or some people would call it, I guess, not a roulette wheel, but you spin it, it lands on something, boom, that's where you're going for lunch, like game of chance type thing. And it's got all these slots that are dry erase. So we wrote not every restaurant in the area on there, but we wrote the restaurants in the area on there. And then what we do is we flip a quarter, odd man out gets to spin the wheel there, who spins. And then we select where we're going for lunch. It's pretty cool. My boss was pretty jazzed up about that thing. You know, you just get to spin it. It picks for you and it takes the blame off anybody who gets bad food. So, you know, maybe if you guys have coworkers out there where you're like, man, I never know where to go for lunch, get on eBay or Amazon or something. They got these things. They're relatively inexpensive. And you too could spin the lunch wheel of destiny. I thought it was pretty cool. Anyway, came home. The wife made chicken Slovaki, which is good. I love chicken Slovaki. I had with that some salad, some feta cheese, a little bit of tzatziki, which goes against the blood type-based diet. Kind of. But had that, and then have been hanging out at the house, been calling some friends. I'm going to be taking a brief trip out of town. Hopefully, it doesn't fuck up the capability of bringing you guys the Doom Daily Show. But it may. I may get into a position where I'm too busy to record. Producer Scooter, I apologize in advance if that happens. Along with, like, you know, plugging away with stuff at work, I didn't really get to do much in the realm of research of show topics today. And I know this is going to be a thing that happens quite frequently. You know, you don't get to put the time into, you know, reading about what's going on in the world. And, you know, you don't get to get into the stories that you want to get into necessarily. And these kind of things just happen. You know, not every show is going to be an ace in the hole, so to speak. But came home, decided I was, you know, in the realm of after dinner, decided I was going to work on some things around here and found out that I didn't feel like putting the effort into doing things that I needed to do, which is kind of like I find myself in this weird spot of working on my rain collection system here at the house of needing to get a part for a later project and wanting to go get it now. And, you know, just not being ready, right? So I was like, well, I could run all the way to the store and I could get this, but it might not work correctly. But I really need to rip this apart first before getting that part. So maybe it's not even worth going to the store and wasting the gas. Maybe it's not. Something cool that happened today at work was I found out that if I need to make a very minuscule purchase for the ambulance company, that they will basically hand me a credit card and I have to bring them back a receipt, and I could, you know, put these in kind of an itemized list of what it was for and why I bought it, and they're okay with it. So I thought that was pretty cool to have that kind of freedom at work. Like, oh, you need to go get something from the hardware store? Here's a credit card. Come back with a receipt. You know, no problem. Don't spend too much money. And that's it. And I was like very happy to be entrusted with that sort of responsibility because, man, I've worked for companies in the past that it's like, hey, guys, I need batteries. And they're like, yeah, we don't provide batteries. Sorry. Or it's, hey, you know, this thing broke and we can fix it. We just got to go down to the store and buy this one thing for $13.95 and this can work again. And it's like, well, we have to get that approved in the budget. And I'm like, Jesus. And, you know, I think a lot of it is because companies just don't want to. They want to see if you're willing to buy it first, so to speak, rather than put the other money out there. And then they're usually dealing with a lot of red tape because, God, I've worked for companies in the past that have pissed away so much money on the dumbest shit, but have watched every penny. I saw this one company I worked for. They decided that they weren't going to give us raises 1 year. Instead, what they gave us was they gave us a published book based on the owner's history, like the story of the man that founded the company. So they paid to basically publish a book instead of giving us raises. And I know those two costs really aren't comparable. They're not, but it was like, we're going to spend money on something that's completely stupid that we don't want. Nobody cares about this guy's story. All right. Nobody that works there does. We all care that our paycheck sucked. That's what we cared about. We cared about that we had shitty working conditions. We cared about it was like problems sometimes to get new gloves, new safety glasses, this, that, the other. But you're going to give us books of the story of the owner of how he came from nothing and made something. Good for the guy. Awesome for him. But you know what? My gloves and my buddy next to me's gloves had holes in them for weeks, and now the duct tape's melting on our gloves. So can we get some new gloves? We really don't need these books, right? Like that kind of fucking shit. And it really gets under your skin. But speaking of things that are getting under your skin, we'll be back right after this break.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
So it's kind of almost serendipitous to a sense. We talked on yesterday's episode about, you know, the shitty food and things that are going on. And then I come across the story today talking about how some very popular snacks and food items could soon be banned in several states across the U.S. because of their ingredients. All right. And, you know, there's a lot of things that could be banned, and it's based on their chemical ingredients and the dyes that are in there. And a lot of these are like cereals, like Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms and Trix, stuff like that. And a lot of this is being rooted to Yellow 6, all right? And then you have candies that are in this as well. You've got M&M's and Skittles and Nerds and Swedish Fish that have Red 40, which is linked to different forms of blood cancer, right? And then, I hate this part of this though. So California was one of the first places to start putting bans on things like this, and like basically on the dyes. Like they started, you know, banning some of these cancer causing dyes, things like this. And I think the big one that was noticeable was the Skittles ban is what they were calling it in California a while back. Anyway, so this isn't going to go into effect for a few years. You're going to be able to get your snacks, but I mean, I would just honestly stop eating it now. So Cheetos are also on this list as well. So in the Flaming Hot Cheetos for Yellow 5, Yellow 6, because they're known to cause DNA mutations in white blood cells, which is absolutely wild. So along with some of these things with the Cheetos, you got Ruffles chips and Doritos, which, you know, have 5 and 6 dyes in, or Yellow 5 and 6 dye in them. And it's funny because I was unaware of this till a few years back. And a few years back, how I became aware of this is I went overseas and found out the country we went to, there's no Mountain Dew. There's no Skittles. There's certain things that exist here that don't exist there. And I found it weird. There's no Mountain Dew on the shelves, but there is Pepsi. And it's the same company, right? So what is going on here? And then I started kind of, you know, I was talking to my wife about it. It's like, oh, what's the dyes? Those are banned here by the European Union. And I'm like, oh, really? And that explained why certain, you know, other certain food items weren't there either. And I went down a rabbit hole after the fact of this, and found out that there is a lot of issues with these dyes and how, I guess you could say, how people react to this, like what certain dyes will do to kids if they have like ADHD or they have behavioral issues, things like that. And we made it a point at the time to start banning all these dyes from our own home. Like, we do not buy foods that contain these dyes. And it's weird because I swear these are in your system so much. I think your body might be, we all know it's the sugar that's addicting in soda. And we know that it's the caffeine that's addictive in soda. We know those things are in there and we know those are addictive. But I know what a sugar craving's like. I know what a caffeine craving's like. Does anybody know what like a yellow number 5 craving's like? Is that a thing? Is a red 40 craving a thing? Is a blue whatever? You know what I'm saying? Can you get addicted to these chemicals that are within these things? Are they doing anything for your body other than screwing it up? Because the census has always been, the common conversation has been, they put these dyes in the foods to make them more appealing, to get you to want to buy them because the colors are cool and the kids want to drink a green drink and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day here, there could be some addictive properties in this and nobody's really like pinpointed that yet. Like if you're addicted to Mountain Dew and then you come off of it, what kind of withdrawals are you having? Is it a caffeine withdrawal? Is it a sugar withdrawal? Or is it the yellow 5 withdrawal? Right? Could that be a thing? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I have no idea. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're pumping anything into your body in heavy amounts and then you come off of it, you're going to feel a certain type of way because chemicals will screw you up. Your body is not supposed to ingest high amounts of petroleum-based dyes. That's not a thing. And I remember getting into an argument with a person online. I posted a video almost a year ago talking about a journey I started where I'm doing a gallon of water a day for 30 days. And I wanted to see what would happen, you know, because with where my hydration was at already, I was already close to a gallon, right? So with where I was supposed to be, I was like, let me just pump it up to a gallon and see how we feel. You know, will I have more energy? Will I feel better? And the answer is an overwhelming yes. Yes, I feel better and I have more energy. You know, being that hydrated is phenomenal. You know, it really is. I mean, it does everything. It lessens hangovers. I mean, you feel better. You get less headaches. You get less sick. It is good. But also, this is being coupled with the blood type based diet, which is extremely good for me anyway. So you take it however you want to take it. But this person said that you're an idiot. You're going to die or end up in the hospital because you're going to deplete your body of sodium. And for those of you that didn't know this, water even contains some sodium. There's sodium in everything. It's really hard to get away from sodium. I mean, it's very difficult, all right? You're not just going to up and have a sodium deficiency. That's very, very difficult to do. And here's like my big argument for people, and this is why I'm referencing this. What do you think our ancestors drank? I mean, human beings have been on this planet for a very long time. Do you think they were drinking Mountain Dew 1,000 years ago? No, it didn't exist. They were drinking water. They were drinking wine. They were drinking beer. So what do you think? Everybody just running around drunk all the time? Or they were just drinking apple juice? Like, no, they were consuming pretty much all water. And what's funny is you go back all these years ago, before the water was fucked with, and before they introduced all these things, you didn't have as many cases of cancer, as many cases of diabetes. A lot of these things were very rare, very rare. And you could argue, be like, well, Jester, they just didn't document it. They just didn't know about it. You could bring up that argument all you freaking want. But I'll tell you what. If cancer and diabetes was the way, if it was around the way it was, say 2,000 years ago, like it is now, they would have noticed it. They would have documented it, right? And if they would have documented it, they would have saved more medical knowledge about it, and we would be further advanced in treatment right now. But we're not, because there's been a hike in this stuff. There's been a hike in diabetes and cancers and obesity and everything. There's been a big, big hike in the last 30 years of these things. Because so much of this is readily available, and along with fast food and shit food and high sodium levels being available on every street corner through, you know, people like McDonald's and Burger King and all these fast food chains where they're basically charging you for sodium. right? Like, that is actively happening right now as we speak. But anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast and the Doom Daily Show here. Do you ever find yourself overloaded with way too much information? Too many logins, too many passwords, too many websites for stuff you like? Yeah, I'm the same way. You don't have to worry about that with the Doom Daily Show and It's Doomsday Podcast. Let's make it simple. Just visit linktree.com/JesterDooms. Add it to your bookmarks. That way, when you need to find the right information, it's right there, under a tap of your finger or a click of your mouse. Go to linktree.com/JesterDooms. Get it, got it, done. Remember, no one has all the answers, but this will provide you with a place to start. linktree.com/JesterDooms.
And now, on with the conversation. And here's Jester.
And things are rumbling overseas again. So, a 6.0 earthquake hit again today, affecting Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, and China. All right? So, we were talking about the earthquakes. We were talking about the earthquakes a while ago. And we were talking about, you know, there's not really a pinpointed earthquake season, that they can happen at any point in time. But I honestly feel like they're getting closer together. And again, this is this is new. All right. So we're not getting too much feedback on this yet. So they're saying it was a 6.0 earthquake. There's no major damage with this one. But there's aftershocks hitting different islands, and it's just the last one that hit there was really, really deadly. And this one here, I think it's still kind of maybe a little bit fresh because it happened, you know, yesterday. So, you know, what you guys may get while you're listening to this episode, if you go back and look it up, you're probably getting a lot more information than I'm getting now on it, right? Or maybe another one has hit since then, or maybe an aftershock rolled through and caused something. But the thing is that this is almost biblical in nature with what we're seeing with these potential wars and the earthquakes and these like weird storms that are hitting and the flooding and just all the craziness. It seems like this end of days type shit. And I ran into somebody the other day, and it's not a friend of mine. It's my friend's friend. And, you know, he introduced me to him, whatever. And we're sitting there, we're having lunch, and he starts talking about, you know, how he's worried about this impending doom that's coming. And again, when people bring this up to me, I just kind of play dumb and I just sit there and I listen because I wanted to hear what their opinions are. And because I talk about these kind of subjects so much, I don't want to be a denier in this. I don't want to be a voice of reason in this. I don't want to get into debates with people because I have to, you know, I do these shows where I talk about these things. So I don't want to debate anybody. I know I'm not the smartest person out there. I know I don't have all the answers, okay? But I know that I have more than most when it comes to this kind of stuff because I do so much research on it and I do so much, you know, practical practice of different techniques in emergency preparedness and stuff like that. Like, I do these things. So I know more than most do. And it sucks when I'm debating somebody and I'm like, no, I know that's the right answer and you're just being stubborn. I hate that shit. So I don't like to get into that. But I'm listening to him talk. And I don't want to say what the man does for a living, but with the job he possesses, I'm assuming he's got the tract on some inside information. So if he's like, hey, I got to do something here because, you know, shit might pop off, then that's, for me, it's like, oh, well, you know, given just hearing what he does for a living and him saying shit might pop off really makes me want to kind of get my rear in gear and, you know, be ready for come whatever may. And I, you know, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're going to go down so many different roads on the show. We're going to be covering so many different topics all the time. And it's kind of one of those situations where I don't want to be the person that is telling you, hey, do this and hey, do that. I have a whole nother show where I do that. But I'm just telling you right now, open your eyes and look at the signs. When you see earthquake after earthquake and war after war and attack after attack, listen, that's a slippery slope because this is affecting economies or anything else. And if you're one of these people that's thinking to yourself, man, I wish I had some extra food in the house just in case, blah, blah, blah. Well, listen, if any blah, blah, blah happens, you are at least beating the economy, because if you go out and you buy a can of pork and beans right now, I guarantee you if this World War III shit hits in, you know, in 6 months, that can of beans is going to be double the price, and you might not be working as much because your industry might suffer due to the war. So it doesn't hurt you in this moment to go buy some extra shit to stock up your pantry versus trying to do it when everybody else is trying to do it and they're price gouging the shit out of you, or the economy takes a further shit, which is like hard to fathom, honestly. And then you're stuck in this like very weird predicament of, you know, trying to make the decision of, do we eat today or do we pay the power bill? Do we really need electric or do we really need food? Because I can't go buy food because food's so expensive. Wouldn't it be nice to combat that? Well, you can do that right now. Oh my God. But yeah, it's one of those situations where we see the impending doom coming. There are signs all around us. And you really have to start making that decision within yourself to get ready for it, whatever that event may be, whether it's, like I said, whether it's war and or whether it's a shit economy or whether it's more disasters that are fucking up the supply chains. Like, you got to really put things into perspective for yourself. And I mean, that's these are things I talk more about on my other show. So you can go listen to It's Doomsday podcast. It's available on every platform, and that's where we get into and we cover these different kind of topics and things that are going on and how to prepare for them. That's what I do on my other show. So I didn't want to beat your ears too much with that. Anyway, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prepstock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
So we're going to go down a different road for a second. You know, every time I open up, for those of you guys who don't know, I get most of my news from the Epoch Times. That's where I go to for my news and information. And it almost seems like as of now, there's not 15 minutes that goes by without another breaking story that is not necessarily a holy shit story, but it's something you're like, man, I got to figure out what's going on there. And there is this overwhelming influx of information coming at us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like I tell you guys, when I read these stories, I look at it, okay, what's the end game? What's the angle here? What are they really up to? Kind of a situation. With what's been going on lately with this influx of information and everything else, it almost makes me feel like they are trying to bury something big. All right, think about this for a second. You're putting all these big breaking news stories out there, right? And then you're getting people on the hook to sit there and wait through commercials and all this shit before giving them what's really going on, all right? But along with that, you're also throwing out all these minuscule stories as well that don't really matter, that don't really track with what's going on. Like, they're not jiving together, but you want to get that out there. I mean, I'm, you know, just going through my Epoch Times feed, 32 minutes ago, Biden admin bans non-compete agreement. Wuhan lab could disguise coronavirus as natural. Moby moving wisdom, a parent's responsibility, like blah, blah, blah. These are all within like 15 minutes of each other that are popping up on the feed. Now, if I jump on Google real quick, every time I open it and close it, if I give it about 10 minutes, there's all this new shit trending. All right, so when I opened this up, Taiwan was not trending at the top. It is now. Bird flu virus milk was not there. Lake Orion student dies. Robotics, that wasn't on there. Now there's something about the Queen Elizabeth statue. Walmart self-checkouts are back in there again. We talked about that on yesterday's show. military aid for Ukraine. We talked about that a couple days ago. There's an airplane crash in Fairbanks, Alaska. Severe storms are trending again. So this is what I'm saying. It's just like they're pumping so much at you 24 hours a day to get you to click so they can make money off of you for the ad revenue and everything else. But they're not fulfilling these stories. They're putting out just enough information to get you to come back. They're not fulfilling the stories. They're not doing it. So what do you do with this? You click on these, you read, and then you get off that site, then you jump on another one and you read. And then if it really interests you, you know, you're going to go try to find a creator who has done all the research so they can tell you all about it. And then you're like, okay, now I feel satisfied. And this is what we've been pre-programmed to want. I want to tell you guys about a theory that I came up with years ago, and I've talked about this on my other show. And I simply call this theory the Windows theory, okay? And I'm going to explain this to you. Years and years ago, before the newspaper got dropped off at your doorstep, before you had a TV or a radio or, you know, before all these things, if you wanted to know what was going on in the world, you simply looked out the window, right? You looked out there and you looked out and you said, oh, it's raining. I'm going to need to put on a rain jacket today. Or you said, oh, it's a nice sunny day, and man, there's some hot air out there. I don't need to bundle up because it's going to be warm today, right? And that's how it started. We started just looking out the window for our information, okay? And then someone out there kind of bought on to this idea as technology started growing and said, you know what? We need more of these windows for people to look into to get their information. And this started kind of with the idea of the newspaper. There's been false stories reported in the newspaper for years. A good example of this is go back and look up the false reports of the Titanic crash. There were multiple false newspaper articles that came out about the Titanic, about how many died. There were survivors. Everybody survived. Everybody died. Different numbers. And they just kept pumping these out because people, you know, would buy them because they wanted to know what was going on. They were looking into these windows they were holding in their hand. And then this got translated into the TVs. You know, this is a window in your home into the outside world. And you're getting your information through this with the news and different shows and things like that are on that electric window box in your home. Okay. Then with the invention of computers, this just continued. To where now you could look into this digital window and you can get your weather, you can get the forecast for the day, what the temperature is going to be like, what you need to wear, all right? And, you know, get the news, everything that's going on. And then this is upgraded and it is now in the palm of your hand in the form of a smartphone, to where you're looking into that little window, into the outside world, this digital window where you're looking out. And you're getting the information. Now, at some point, somewhere along the lines, they found out we could manipulate the shit out of this. And the media did this years ago, back with the newspapers, back with radio. They started figuring out we can manipulate people. And we could tell them different things we want them to know. And we could take out information we don't want them to know. And we can keep them, you know, mushroom theory, feed them shit, keep them in the dark. That's what we're going to do. And this continues to this day. And the scary thing about all this is this window's not closing. More and more are just opening. So thousands of years ago, people looked out from their dwellings outside of the hole in the cave, the window in whatever they had, maybe the shutter, whatever, to get that outside information for the day of how they were going to go about their day. And here we are all this time later now doing it with phones in the palm of our hands because humans crave information. It's probably why you listen to the show, because you're craving the information. The problem is we're not shutting these windows to bad information. That's the problem. That is where the problem lies. And this is going to continuously be a thing. Sooner or later, Neuralink is going to become a thing. They are working on it. It is actively happening right now in this moment where they want to start implanting things in your brain. That is the next goal. Why carry a smartphone to listen to the Doom Daily Show when the Doom Daily Show can just be beamed right into your brain? Why carry a smartphone that has all your passwords on it that could get lost or stolen when they could all just be stored safely in your head? Makes sense, right? Anyway, that's the future that's coming. Guys, I'm getting out of here. I hope to be back tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Things are going to get a little bit rocky here for me the next couple days here, but I love y'all. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Make sure to send us an email. Producer Scooter. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm out of here.
It's another gem, Jester.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.